This is CICK News.
Today on CICK News, climate change is reshaping daily life across northern British Columbia, from prolonged wildfire smoke to the growing stress on local water systems. Northern Health is unveiling a new climate change and sustainability roadmap, outlining 18 key actions aimed at reducing emissions, strengthening emergency preparedness, and supporting community-driven solutions. I spoke with Dr. Raina Fumerton, a public health and preventative medicine specialist and a medical health officer with Northern Health. She says the roadmap is designed to be flexible, place-based, and built through collaboration with communities and Indigenous partners. I started by asking her what those actions look like on the ground in Northern communities, from Smithers to Vanderhoof and beyond.
My name is Dr. Raina Fumerton, and I'm a public health preventative medicine physician specialist. I am a medical health officer with Northern Health.
So we're speaking today to speak about Northern Health's new climate change and sustainability roadmap. And so the roadmap, it outlines these 18 key actions across four areas, which are governance, emissions reductions, preparedness, and community solutions. And can you just share a few of those examples of what those actions would look like on the ground in our northern communities?
Yeah, for sure. The actions are designed to be like both flexible as well as place-based, like wherever possible, and responsive to local needs. And also they're designed to be iterative over time. So we want to be able to create space for learning and improving the solutions over time. So I'll give a few examples. So for the first example I would put forward is the data-driven interventions. So at Northern Health, we're actually compiling exposure and health data to support the identification of climate-related health risks and share insights where appropriate to guide targeted intervention. So this is tied to our climate change and health vulnerability adaptation assessment work, which is a document that and an exercise that's been mandated and required by the province of BC. So that's one example, so that the data-driven interventions. And then emergency management is another example. So we're trying to, through this initiative, strengthen health in emergency management using that full continuum of the Sendai framework. So mitigation of risk, like looking at the most up-to-date climate projections, and preparedness, so through working alongside community partners and better supporting internal preparation efforts by communities, as well as the response and recovery component. So response, like making sure that people and communities can be nimbly responsive during emergency events, like climate-related emergency events, as well as recovery, where the focus is on healing, wellness, and recovery. Another example would be around policy integration. So we are supporting climate and healthy policy development by bringing a health lens into local planning processes. So climate action planning alongside local and regional governments. And then finally, community resilience. An example of this is working with communities to increase the safety and resilience of drinking water systems against drought and extreme weather event. Through our environmental health team, drought and extreme weather events are becoming more and more of a challenge for our water systems across the north.
You were mentioning these were place-based solutions. And it's funny because when people think of the north, it's like this amalgamous north. But are you saying then that there will be different maybe tactics and plans in place for Smithers compared to Vanderhoof, for example? Is it that highly localized?
That would be the ideal. And that obviously that requires like cross collaboration with various like different communities and local governments and local organizations and whatnot. But yeah, knowing the North, as well as how different the different communities are and what the different challenges that they face are, what the climate change sort of realities are.
So the plan also emphasizes partnerships with Indigenous peoples and local organizations. So then how is Northern Health ensuring that these relationships are collaborative and community-led rather than top-down?
Absolutely. So yeah, we like in Northern Health, we're very committed to working in ways that respect and follow the leadership of our community. So really ensuring that decisions are informed by their priorities versus us coming in and saying, this is what you need to focus on. A, that doesn't work. And B, like we're not, communities know what their priorities are and not us. So yeah, so that's obvious. But for example, like at the outset of collaborations, we strive to work really closely with our partners to develop like guiding principles for our engagement that are reflective of our and our collaborators' like values. Like, for example, the principle reflecting our commitment of fostering ways of thinking, acting, and engaging are around like relationships, mutual trust and respect, a timely involvement, inclusive and meaningful engagement, equitable decision-making, evaluation, and continuous improvement. Those are the principles that like we commit to how we like to engage. And we're working through existing pathways. So for example, like a close collaboration with the FNHA, the health authority, and our Indigenous health team here at Northern Health. So we're working through those pathways, and our Indigenous health team here at Northern Health, as well as in collaboration with FNHA, they really helped to us guide us the direction and the priorities in this plan. And then another example would be like a close collaboration with organizations such as, I'm not sure if you've heard of NorthCan, that stands for Northern BC Climate Action Network. We've been collaborating with them and just having, they're very involved in like active and iterative engagement with communities on climate and health projects. And we've been part of that under their leadership engagement process. And that one way in which community voices have also been really helping to shape health strategies and programs.
This next question is more nuts and bolts. So I realize that this might be a difficult one to answer, but Northern BC, we do have a varied amount of kind of climate impacts in our communities. The two that I will highlight, when you've already mentioned both of them, but wildfires and droughts. So how does this roadmap help communities better prepare for and then recover from those types of emergencies?
Yeah, so there's two actions in the roadmap that focus very specifically on health in emergency management. Emergency management has many components to it, and then health being one of them. And so around that focus specific on health with regards to emergency management, there's an action around seasonal readiness planning within our own organization of Northern Health as a healthcare service delivery operation that needs to keep delivering those essential health services in the event of climate change events. We are strengthening our internal planning to build like a climate ready workforce, and also ensuring our sites and the infrastructure of our sites are prepared for extreme events.
And by sites, you mean hospitals, or what do you mean by sites?
Yeah, hospitals would be a great example of a Northern Health bricks and mortar sort of facility. So there's the team that looks at retroactive things that we can do with existing structures to make them more climate resilient. And then there's also that lens of like for any like new builds, like capital projects, that this is very much like front and center of like the way that we design our facilities and where they are located and such. So does that help?
Yes, that does. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other action in the roadmap is around community support. So working with our partners on health in emergency management strategies based on that emergency kind of management framework, which includes culturally safe plans and policies that incorporate and address health equity. So it gets like a tangible example where we're supporting. This is just one example, but there's a DIY air filter workshops happening throughout the North. So they're actually really cheap and quite simple to do. And so we've been supporting these workshops that create these really actually very highly effective for very affordable price. And in some cases, it's free through the workshops, like filtered air during a wildfire smoke event. So we've been supporting workshops like that. And it's also really fun because it brings people together in the communities and foster social connections. So they're really fun events, and it empowers them to like have some control over their health during these climate change events of wildfire.
So what I'm hearing too is that this roadmap has really considered maybe more collaboration from partnerships from the absolute, maybe like level of like high efficient corporations with many processes and a system in place to very grassroots organizations as well. Would you say that's an apt assessment of this? Of who got to have a say?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I think, as you're well aware, like an issue like I think as you're well aware, an issue like climate change is something that sort of requires sort of all sectors and an all society approach and all levels approach from, like you said, like grassroots to very high level. And so with that, like without that, it's just not going to work. And so that's definitely the approach we want to embrace.
Now, I'm going to mention some demographics here, but I would love to know more just from your point of view, what Northern Health actually needs in order to implement for this roadmap to have its biggest impact. What do you need from residents and local governments in order to see success in this, or groups I'm not thinking of as well, that you need not only buy-in, but like robust engagement from?
as a health authority and as a, like a health service organization, we are one piece of the puzzle. Like we actually emit a lot of carbon, as like all healthcare delivery services do. We are like a, I think 5% of the global emissions. So we need to be responsible for that and do better and try to mitigate like our own carbon footprint and whatnot. And then also work on the more, so what we put out as a health organization, but then we also need to make sure that we are supporting the health of our population through our services and our programs and our collaborations with our communities. And we can't do this alone, like you alluded to. Like we really need like everyone to prioritize climate change in whatever ways that they have the capacity to do at this time. And then like hopefully over time, build that capacity. We'd love to see residents engaging in local climate health activities, sharing their lived experience, because I think we've almost, you know, everyone has been through some sort of climate change event at this point, participate in preparedness planning. And we really want to learn from the people in the, our communities so that we serve, so that we can evolve our programs, our practices, our service to make them better. And like local governments, they, if possible, they can integrate health considerations into their climate action plans and collaborate on emergency management and build a social infrastructure and resilience. And we're here to help when with that. So we want to help them with that as a partner. So if we can be of any assistance there. And then like our healthcare workers, they are really excited about this. We have so many champions in our healthcare teams, like for sustainability and clinical practices, that they come up with such really interesting and great ideas that are been very creative and ultimately provide better quality care, save us money, and are more sustainable. So I'm just super excited that we have this Rebecca now. It's an area of passion, and I hope that this becomes this motivating catalyst.
Dr. Formerton, okay. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure. Thanks so much for your interest.
Northern BC residents interested in Northern Health's climate change and sustainability roadmap can find out more at Climate Change and Health on the Northern Health website. And questions and feedback can also be submitted to climatehealth@northernhealth.ca. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.